Certainly is. Great to have Sherelle with us in studio for the first time in a long time. Part of the team on a Wednesday morning, 26 past 7 on a glorious Melbourne morning. Get out there and enjoy the sunshine today. But make sure you listen to Alan Stachic. She's one of our favourites here on The Breakfast Club. He was, of course, the coach of the Matildas, coach of the Central Coast Mariners. He's got a new job, the newly appointed Philippines Women's National Coach, and he's on the line this morning. Good morning, Alan.
Good morning, guys. How are you going?
We are well, and we are very appreciative of your time, as always. You're back in women's football, Alan, as coach of the women's Philippines team. Why have you gone back to women's footy?
Oh, look, I actually don't care if it's men's or women's footy. It's just, look, it's an exciting challenge. I got a call last week from one of their delegates and said, would I be keen to take the team to the Asian Cup and try and qualify for their first World Cup for their country in history in men's or women's football. And, look, it sounds like a really exciting prospect. So, yeah, I can't wait.
Well, it is a great opportunity. And the Asian Cup's not too far away, of course. Have you come across the Philippines when you were coaching the Matildas?
No, I didn't. But they actually qualified for their first Asian Cup in about 20-odd years in the last Asian Cup. And they were in the other group. So just by doing our scouting and going out to watch the other group every time, we got to watch them play three times. So, look, they've got some talent, they've got some potential, but definitely they're a developing nation and a lot of hard work's going to need to go into it.
So do you see this, or do they see this, as a long-term prospect for you to guide them through to be a contender of sorts, whatever that level that is in time, or is this just a hit-and-run Asian Cup mission?
Yeah, look, at the moment, it's just short-term and try and prepare the team as best we can. We're actually, they're taking it really seriously. We're going to Los Angeles for a camp for a couple of months and trying to prepare the team as best we can. And especially given the COVID situation,
yep.
In their own country, look, it'll give them the best opportunity to be able to get a good bulk of training in together as a group and again, give us the best chance to qualify for that World Cup back here in Australia.
Alan, you've obviously only just jumped into the role, but have you noticed any differences in the resourcing and what the conditions are and what is put around the team as opposed to some of the other teams you've worked with?
Yeah, look, we're trying to put all that in place now. So just to ensure that we give the players every possible opportunity. And again, Philippines has struggled a little bit in the last 18 months with COVID, just like most of the rest of the world. But, you know, and their players haven't really had the opportunity to get out and play and train as much as what even the players in Europe are at the moment. So, look, it's going to be a massive challenge for the group. But again, they are just the fact that they're putting a camp on in America for 2 months. Just shows how keen and dedicated they are.
Yeah, that is exactly right. If a team is coming over internationally and spending that period of time, you've got to say that there is that real focus. From the playing group perspective, who have you noticed that's doing well? Or is there some strength? As you said, you've done a little bit of scouting, but do you feel like there is that potential to take this group somewhere they've never been before?
Yeah, look, there is for sure, and they're keen. Look, they're recruiting worldwide. There's obviously a lot of expat Filipinos around the whole world, and they're trying to just recruit the best squad they can and ensure they give themselves the best possible chance. The World Cup here in Australia goes up to 32 countries, so there's one extra spot for Asia. So, look, they're really keen to put their best foot forward and try and get that spot and create a bit of history for their country.
So when you go in there, Alan, with a team that you don't really know or the players you don't really know particularly well, do you go in there and have a bit of a look and try and get a strategy or a team structure around what you've got, or do you try and build a team and structure around the philosophies that you believe in? Does that make sense?
Yeah, it does. Obviously a little bit of both. Look, knowing the landscape, Asia's probably equal strongest, probably maybe just second strongest confederation in the world behind Europe. You know, it's had so many World Cup finalists and Olympic finalists and contenders really in China, Australia, Japan and South Korea in particular. So there's four heavyweights that we know we have to come up against just in the Asian Cup. And then there's some emerging nations like Thailand and Vietnam who have been doing very well. Look, the Matildas only beat Vietnam 2-1. Just prior to the Olympics. So it shows that these emerging Southeast nations in particular are moving ahead. So, look, it's going to be a tough challenge, but we're going to give it every shot to give them the most structure and organisation that we can in that period.
So you're one of the most respected football coaches there is in this country, and you've done
that's
so
why I come
much
on this program with, you know, comments like that.
but I'm interested in this particular role. Is it the challenge of it being so unique and so different, or what was it that when you got that phone call you go, yeah, this is exciting?
I think you hit the nail on the head. Definitely. I'm just looking forward to the challenge. challenge. I'm really excited just to see what we can do and to take a country that hasn't experienced those highs and to start from a clean slate from a lot of perspectives for the players, for me and for their country to try and achieve something they haven't before. So, yeah, look, it is different. It is a little bit out there. But you know, when you have football-loving people and with ambition like they've shown just in the conversations I've had with them, look, it's just an exciting challenge.
So the opportunity's fantastic, as you've said, but I'm interested in the way that the Philippines feel about soccer. Do you know much about the history with their love of the game or their passion for the game? Is there a real appetite for it in the Philippines?
Yeah, look, football's massive all around the world, as we know. I think basketball's fairly big over there as well, and having that American culture, you know, ingrained in a little bit of their history. But, yeah, look, football's massive all around Southeast Asia, and Philippines is no different. So, again, it'll be a great opportunity just to create a bit of, you know, that inspiration for that next generation of Filipino players coming through to see that senior players can compete at the world level and show that they can be, you know, a proud country on the global stage.
So you've talked about the camp in LA due to the certain conditions that we're living in through the moment, which is coming up for you. When do you have to have the team ready? When's your next sort of hit out?
Yeah, look, we leave in about 10 days' time. So, yeah, look, it's all happened very quickly. I only got that phone call last week and, you know, I'll be on a plane within 10 days or so and trying to get over there as early as we can and give ourselves the most amount of preparation time that we can.
And will you play games over there or will you play games back in the Philippines?
Well, look, the good thing, no, it'll be all in America. So the good thing is there's so many teams in America you can play. There's so many colleges and women's football teams around, especially in that area. So, look, it'll give us a good opportunity to get, you know, 8 or 10 friendly matches in as well, which is extremely important.
Alan, you mentioned the Matildas before. We just saw them last night. They were 2-0 up early in the second half, I think, and Brazil came storming home to take out a 2-2 draw. What have you made of the Matildas and their matches against Brazil recently?
Oh, look, I thought they were fantastic spectacles, first and foremost. Just to watch football matches with crowds and the energy and even the Brazilian fans in the crowd, I thought it was brilliant. You know, brilliant entertainment. So, from that perspective, it was a 10 out of 10. I thought their performances were good. For me, it was probably the two best matches in the last 8 or 9 months. You know, Ellie Carpenter gave them so much energy and go forward. And the second goal they scored last night was just world-class. It was one of the best goals I've seen them score. So lots of good signs moving forward. Obviously, there's a few defensive lapses that they still need to focus on and ensure that they tighten up. But, yeah, look, I thought they were looked really good last night and improved performances. And if they keep going like that, there's no reason why they can't be challenging for the World Cup in a couple of years' time.
Alan, we were talking about this earlier in the show about when there are friendlies, how a manager can get them playing at their absolute best and the importance of the result versus finding out a little bit about the players and potentially experimenting a little bit. Is that a hard balance to find, or is it more you're playing for your country, so it's win at all costs?
Look, depends what stage you're at. Like, that team's been together for a long time. So, you know, obviously polishing the edges is always important. You know, that is imperative for the coach to try out different players and try different things, but that might work when you get to a major tournament. So there's always that little bit of a balancing act. But, you know, the confidence and team chemistry and all that are by far the most important thing. So it was good to see that the main squad of players were there together and really, really gelling and getting back to the game where we know they can be. So, yeah, look, it's a tough balancing act, but we saw a lot of young kids come on last night. So, you know, looking after the next generation as well, which was important.
You've been very fortunate to coach some great teams, the Matildas, of course, Central Coast Mariners as well, now the women's Philippines coach team. Do you get to take the Central Coast sauce bottles with you wherever you go?
I think I'll leave them behind. The fans would kill me if I took them as well. But, yeah, look, I can't wait for the A-League to start. It starts in a couple of weeks, and it'll be good to just sit back and have a cold drink on in an afternoon and watch other teams go at it.
Well, we're looking forward to seeing how you go with the Philippines. As you said at the start, you're one of our favourites around these parts, and we'll be watching your progress with them with great interest. 68th in the world at the moment. I'm thinking by the end of this, a top 20, Al, if you can sort that out for us, that'd be great.
Is that all?
That's all. Good luck. Appreciate your time.
Nah, thanks for that.
All the best, Alan Stachic, with us coaching the women's Philippine team. 68th in the world, getting ready for the Asian Cup.